warp and flare of the galactic disk revealed with supergiants by Gaia EDR3, by Z. Krobakova et al. The outer galactic disk contains some features such as the warp and flare, whose origin is still debated. The Gaia data provide an excellent opportunity to probe the galactic disk at large distances and study these features. We derive the density distributions of the average, old, whole population and the supergiants, representative of a young population, and we use them to constrain their warp and flare. By comparing the results, we study how the properties of these phenomena depend on the studied population. We used Lucy's deconvolution method to recover corrected star counts as a function of distance, from which we derive the density distribution. We find that supergiants have an asymmetric warp, reaching a maximum amplitude of ZW equals 0.658 kilopercent and minimum amplitude of ZW equals minus 0.717 kilopercent at a distance of R equals 19.520 kpc, which is almost twice as high as the amplitude of the whole population of the disk. We find a significant flare of the whole population, especially in the thick disk. The scale height increases from HZ, thick approximately equals 0.8 kilopercent and HZ, thin approximately equals 0.3 kilopercent in the solar neighborhood, to HZ, thick approximately equals 3 kilopercent and HZ, thin approximately equals 0.7 kilopercent in the remote regions of the Milky Way, R approximately equals 18 kilopercent. The supergiant's population has only a small flare. Dot. This was warp and flare of the galactic disk revealed with supergiants by Gaia EDR3, by Z. Krobakova et al.